everyone. Welcome back to Just a VR Show. In this episode, I'm going to do an introduction to A-Frame. So if you've never heard of A-Frame, you're not really sure what the hype is all about, I'm going to go through the basics of what A-Frame is and how you can get started building for it today. I'm actually going to show you two really, really basic examples that I've put together and talk a little bit more about what I'm working on now that uses A-Frame. So what exactly is A-Frame? A-Frame is a project from the Mozilla team that's working on virtual reality that simplifies the creation process for VR websites. Instead of writing everything in the browser, everything displayed in the browser using JavaScript itself, A-Frame lets you use markup style language to display different elements that are VR supported using the markup. So what's supported with A-Frame right now is pretty much the same as what's supported with the typical WebVR API. Since A-Frame is built on top of the WebVR boilerplate code, it works for the Oculus Rift on WebVR supported browsers, so Chromium and Firefox Nightly, as well as iPhone. The team says that they're working on Android support and that it's not officially supported yet, but I actually haven't had any problems running A-Frame sites on my Samsung Galaxy S6 Edge, so your mileage may vary a little bit with that. What can A-Frame actually do? Because A-Frame is built over WebVR and the underlying JavaScript library is the same, it works really nicely in both VR and non-VR enabled browsers. And in addition to building your own interactive 3D scenes, A-Frame also supports panoramic images like the one you see above that I took at a conference in Budapest last year, 2D content integration with planes and images built in, and 360-degree video. It makes it really, really nice and easy to put all of these right into your scene using markup so that you don't have to worry about going in and building the JavaScript around the applications you want to build in yourself. You absolutely can still do this yourself if you want to because it integrates in with all of the standard JavaScript libraries that are being used for WebVR, but you don't have to if that's not exactly your cup of tea. Let's talk about the basic components of your first A-Frame site. There are quite a few different ways to get started with A-Frame, and I've added a link here over to the A-Frame site. The simplest method, though, is to actually just grab the minified JavaScript file and put that into your index.html page. All of the elements that A-Frame enables are prepended with an A tag, so you'll be able to know which ones are part of A-Frame and which ones are not. So with that, I'm going to show you just a couple of really quick little projects that I put together for A-Frame so that you can get a sense of how easy it is to start building. The first thing that we're going to do is switch over to Visual Studio Code, where I've built a really straightforward, simple A-Frame scene. What we're going to do here is just kind of walk through this line by line and show you a little bit more about how easy it is to start displaying these objects in the browser. So at the top of this document, you can see all of the basic components that would just go into a regular website. You have your doc type declaration, you've got the head tags, and within head, we're just loading in the minified file that we've downloaded and put into our project directory. Once we've gotten that, we're just going to add a few lines of code into our body tags to show the 3D capabilities of the A-Frame markup language. So within the first thing that we have here are the A-Scene tags. The A-Scene tags are what we're going to put all of our other A-Frame elements into that tells the browser it's all part of one scene. I've gone ahead and the first thing that I've added is a camera so that you can actually display everything on the page. Now, as I mentioned in my previous WebVR video, you have a little bit of flexibility over your camera in terms of defining what the view is and the near and far planes clipping, but I'm not going to mess with any of this right now because I'm just putting together a really basic example for you. After I add in the camera, instead of having to mess with what type of rendering I'm using or whether it's being rendered through a traditional Canvas element, WebGL Canvas, all of this is handled for you on the underlying JavaScript library. So after we add in the camera, I'm just going to put in a really basic sky by using the A-sky tags. This is a really nice and simple way of putting in either a solid color sky if you want to load in a specific sky texture for whatever your application is. You can do that too. In just a couple minutes, I'll show you how I load in a a 360 degree picture that I took so that you could actually use that as your background and start mixing in some of those elements. But at its most basic, you can just throw in a different color here and that will immediately build your skybox around your scene. After that, I just added a couple of different elements here that you can see when we switch over to the browser. I've added in a cube, a sphere, and a cylinder, and then stuck them all on top of a plane. A-Frame provides a lot of the different components that you would specify directly in the JavaScript implementation if you were building it directly on top of 3JS or WebGL itself, and simplifies it down to a couple of different attributes. So for each of the different elements that I've added, I went ahead and made them different colors so that you can see how easy it is to change the color instead of messing with different materials or textures. And again, because the Moz VR team has made it super straightforward, you can actually go ahead and load in different materials and textures in as part of the source attributes for each of these two. So as you can see, for the cube, the sphere, and the cylinder, I've added some rotations to a couple of them. I've changed the default height around a little bit, and the documentation goes into a lot of detail over which specific attributes are covered. So when we swap back over to our browser here, you can see that I've got Firefox Nightly open. And when I go ahead and move the Oculus Rift around, this gets reflected directly in the browser itself. So you can see that I'm doing this here. I've added in the sky color. You can see the different colors on each of the different objects in the rotation. And that was it. That was all that needed to be done to create really basic 3D environments. Now, the really cool part about the A-Frame language is that it actually has all of the WebVR controls built in, because as I mentioned, it's built on top of the WebVR boilerplate. So when I go ahead and click this, it's displayed in the headset. So when I go ahead and click that button, the cardboard button, I can actually go ahead and see everything rendered stereoscopically in 3D directly on my Oculus today. You can go ahead and get started almost immediately with building out really basic environments, really complex environments, if that's more of what you're looking for. And then you can also play around with these and make them interactive with JavaScript, because again, it is a typical web browser. So if we switch back over to Visual Studio Code really quickly, I'm actually going to just go ahead and comment out what we just built here. And I'm going to switch over to show you one other example that I think does a really interesting job of showing how easy it is to start prototyping different VR experiences. So all I did was swap out which part of the A-Frame code was commented out. And I'm going to go ahead and save this before I reload it. Now, back last summer, I took a 360-degree picture using the Photosphere on my Nexus 5 when I was at my parents' place in North Carolina. I really love capturing 360-degree video and 360-degree photos when I go and travel, because it provides this really interesting way of looking back on my vacation memories. And A-Frame makes it super easy to load that back in and then share and re-experience those. And on top of being able to do all of that, with A-Frame, you can mix and match these elements so that you can use a 360-degree video or a 360-degree image, throw it into your A-Frame mockups, and then start building in more 3D objects on top of that. Because of where WebVR is right now in terms of the technology and the performance, I probably would not use it for a production environment, but I have yet to experience any type of application that lets you mock up different experiences as quickly as A-Frame does. So switching back over to Firefox Nightly, we're going to take a look at now what the new code does, which is just an A-Sky with a source attached to it. So I'm going to go ahead and reload Nightly, and you can see here that I've actually just really quickly been able to put this photo view directly into a web page. And it's a little bit broken here because of the way that I took the pictures and stitched them all together. That's a little wonky, but you can see throughout this whole process that you can get a sense for what it actually feels like to be standing there where I took this picture. I'm not going to go into too much more detail about all of the specific attributes in A-Frame, because a lot of the ones you use will end up depending on what it is that you're trying to accomplish with your A-Frame site. For this, I just wanted to do a quick little show of what was possible with A-Frame and give you a sense of how easy it was to start mocking up VR experiences right in the browser. I showed you, again, kind of on here, I'm in a web VR-enabled browser, but if I didn't have my headset plugged in, people are still going to get a pretty good experience from this because it still renders for them and it's not a broken experience, and they don't have to try to figure out ahead of time whether or not they need to do a lot of setup in order for this to work. So with that, switching back over just real quickly with the additional resources, the A-Frame website has a lot of really excellent examples, and the team on Twitter is really responsive to questions or comments that you have about it. A-Frame is up on GitHub, and I've included that link here and as well as below. And of course, if you want to go play around with this more, I highly recommend you check out some of the other examples that they have. It's amazing how quickly you can get running with A-Frame and just start building these experiences, even if you don't have any JavaScript knowledge or experience. And again, if you've missed my earlier primer on Intro to the VR Web, that's also down below too. So check that out if you haven't already. I hope you enjoyed this, and I'm really excited to see what you start building with A-Frame. So send me a message when you start playing around with it yourself and tell me what you thought.